Jim Brandstatter, former Michigan standout, Lions color commentator, and Michigan play-by-play guy. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing good. First, the news of Mike McDonald. 1 year in Michigan, and he's back in Baltimore, at least according to the report from the Wolverine.com.
Yeah, disappointed a little bit, I think, you know, from my perspective. But, hey, let's face it, you know, you take these jobs as a coach. You want to be upwardly mobile. And if you're a head coach, you hire the guy that's going to be a great coach that's going to move on and be a great coach somewhere else. Because along the way, they're going to do well for you. And Mike McDonald did a great job. And if it's true that he's moving back to Baltimore, he's probably going, like I said, for a great opportunity with John Harbaugh. And two, he's closer to that step to get him to a head coaching position at the NFL level. I thought if he stayed a couple of years at Michigan, he clearly would have been on the fast track to be a head coach in college. But moving to the NFL, maybe that's where he wants to go, as opposed to where, you know, college football is and where college football is going.
Yeah, it's just part of the business, really, without dissecting it too much or overthinking it. It's just part of the business that, yeah, the move back and you're a step away from being an NFL head coach. And I think I was reading at the Wolverine.com that Clint Scales had some verbiage in his contract that he would move up to be like a co-defensive coordinator or something if somebody left. So Harbaugh will have to navigate that. And there's still that talk on if he's going to stay or go. There's no word from Ward Manuel's office, no word from Harbaugh, and a lot of open NFL jobs, and still no extension. It'll be interesting how that plays out.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay. I think Jim will stay. I mean, right now, if the reports about Mike McDonald are true, I mean, Jim's right now probably on the phone looking at possibility of defensive coordinators working within his staff, seeing if, what goes there next. And that's his job. And Jim's done a great job, in my opinion. I mean, you've seen him on the recruiting trail of keeping his mind focused on the job that he has. And, you know, the other thing is, while all these reports are going around about Harbaugh going other places in the National Football League, I've not heard anyone, and Bill, you know this, you're in the media. There's never been a Harbaugh sighting at a professional football facility in the last month and a half. And I wonder, you know, how much of this is just lip service and how much of it is reality. So in my judgment, in my heart of hearts, I think Jim stays at Michigan.
His name is Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, former Wolverine, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Interesting story that came across this afternoon that the Big Ten, with their current TV deals expiring after 2022, they're looking at the possibility of eliminating divisions, having only 8 conference games, and the top 2 teams would then play in the Big Ten championship game. And my first thoughts were, okay, if all the teams, all 14 in the Big Ten, are only going to play 8 conference games, and from those conference games, you'll take the 2 best records, how are you going to make that fair and balanced? And let's say if Michigan keeps Ohio State and they keep Michigan State, but then other teams don't have 2 monster games every year that. That's going
to
be tough.
And Penn State's a natural too in there. And right. I'd hate to see, you know, in my opinion, what they ought to do is eliminate the non-conference games, if you will. But the non-conference games, the thing about that is they are your moneymakers for your Big Ten schools. Because you don't have to do the home-and-homes necessarily with the non-conference guys. But I'd like to see them play, 10 conference games. Now, that would be more representative, in my opinion. And then you'd get the 2 best teams at the end. Playing 8 in a conference of 14, I agree with you. It would be a tough one for me to figure that one out. But, hey, Bill, college football is changing so fast right before our very eyes with name, image, and likeness. With conferences poaching schools from other conferences and rebuilding their conference. I think athletic directors and administrators have to be thinking, 2-3 years down the road and position themselves so that their conference is in a great position to benefit the majority of the schools that are currently in that conference. And that's a tough job. That's like being Nostradamus.
Well, it's becoming, it really is. There's college football free agency with NIL deals, the one-time transfer. I know you want to hold on to rivalries and everything going on and keep it like it was, but there's going to be adjustment. And with that adjustment, if you're Michigan and you want to hold on to tradition and history, and let's say they go with eight conference games, and you have to play Ohio State, and you want to keep Ohio State, you can protect one. I don't think you're going to be able to protect two rivalries, so you're going to protect Ohio State first. Each school probably will get to protect a rivalry, and then you're going to play as balanced of a conference schedule as they can. So now what are your goals here? I know what the conference is doing. They're trying to ensure that they get at least a couple of teams in that group of 12 if the college football playoff expands.
Right, exactly. And that's, again, it's all about the money and it's all about that whole deal. Now, again, think 10 years down the road. Is that the expansion of the playoff going to be that way? It could be 16 teams 10 years down the road and one super conference, and there are no Big Ten, Pac-12s, SECs. There's just a 15-team super division in the West, South, Southeast, East, and Midwest.
Well, it's the alliance. It's the alliance that they already formed with ACC and Pac-12. They're already setting up their counter because, and I said this when the SEC and why the college football playoff hit the wall in their latest discussions, because these conferences outside the four out of the Power Five want to set up their future before they go negotiate with the SEC, who was out there really poaching first. I know you can say Nebraska and Maryland and at the schools that left and came to the Big Ten. I don't know if they can talk without being hypocrites, but I believe that you're going to see, and I agree with you, and it may be the SEC who just they keep expanding. They grab Clemson, Florida State, other schools, Miami. Yeah, right. And then they do their own NFL-like championship, and you saw the SEC fans when Georgia played Alabama. I don't think they'd have any issue with keeping everything inside the SEC. I really don't.
And call it something else. And I think the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12 kind of tried to, with that alliance, built a little fence around themselves so that the SEC wouldn't poach them. But I think it also gives them the idea of, you know, go back now, way, way back, though. You and I are old enough to remember the NFL and the old AFL. And, you know, let's merge. Let's do something on that scale. I think the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC kind of built the fence around themselves so they could protect some of those guys. So there is this SEC secession, like you suggested, which is, I mean, clearly an option, and I wouldn't put it past them a lick. I agree with you that the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC have some kind of leverage in the sense that you've got Clemson, you've got Michigan, you've got Ohio State, you've got USC, you've got UCLA, Stanford, Washington. You've got some guys they cover. So now all of a sudden you're dealing with from an area of power. That's where that goes. But it all, you know, we're talking right now, but it's all leading toward that quote unquote super conference alliance or whatever. And so Big Ten championships and the traditional things that we've all come to know about college football in many ways are beginning to be eroded away by this NIL, by the playoff, by the amount of teams that, you know, can get in and want to get in. The television money is out there. They're talking about collective bargaining for players, the players being employee-employer situations. There's so much going on with all this. It's the wild, wild west out there. And it's still a long way to go before all of the details, and the devil is always in the details, are settled up.
Yeah, I look at this alliance with the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and I said this, I think, the day the alliance was formed on air, and Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, brandyshow.com, his podcast, he's joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan on the Meyer guest line. I envision one day that the SEC would do their own thing, this alliance does their own thing, and then the two champions meet for their national championship.
Yeah, it could be.
right?
Yeah, it could be. But again, there's a lot to go before that, because you know, and I know, the SEC, if they form whatever they form, they're going to want to get a piece of Clemson and some of the ACC teams. And then, you know, and don't forget this, we're talking football. But where does basketball go?
Yeah, that's, how do you balance? How do you balance the SEC if they break off from the Power Five and they do their own thing? Are they going to do it in all sports, basketball, baseball, volleyball, and just basically leave the NCAA and have their own Southern League? Right?
Yeah. Well, the NCAA is slowly, but now maybe not so slowly. If you read what their little statement was, what it was a week or two ago when they had their meeting. That they're just kind of disappearing a little bit, and they're not really they don't become a factor, I don't think, in anything. I maybe I'm wrong, but I just think they're fading away.
His name is Jim Brandstatter. He is the voice, the former voice of Michigan football. He's being known as the voice of Michigan football.
Well,
joining us,
I appreciate that, Bill. I do.
Yeah. We love you, Jimmy. I appreciate you joining us. And man,
anytime, boss. Hey, was there a better weekend of NFL football than this past week?
No. Who do you like to advance to the Super Bowl? You got Rams, Niners, Bengals, and Burrow at the Chiefs. Who's going to play at SoFi? Stafford get a home game?
I think Stafford gets a home game. I do. I think the 49ers are great. The 49ers have been that team that's bucked the odds. But I think the Rams, I think, at home, and they don't forget, they were ahead of San Francisco in that last game, 17-0 early. I mean, I think if Stafford's come out of his funk, and he played brilliantly against Tampa, I think the Rams and KC meet in the Super Bowl at SoFi. I do.
Jimmy,
and the only other thing I'll tell you, and I know you got to go to a break,
right?
You'll never see a better NFL football game and two better quarterback players than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in that Buffalo KC game Sunday night. That was one for the ages, baby.
It was the entire weekend. All four games were the best weekend of NFL football, college football, the game of football that I've ever seen. It was.
That's why the NFL is king. That's why the television contract starts with a B in the billions. That's why. That weekend.
Well, in the ratings, the numbers are astronomical between over the air and digital and all four games. And you had the star power. You had Stafford have the defining moment of his NFL career. And I know the two biggest games, well, he'll have to win against the Niners to get to the biggest game. But, you know, it's all in front of Stafford. I think if he wins his next two games, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. I do.
Well, if he gets to the Super Bowl with the numbers he's put up, I think clearly – you could make a big case for that.
Jimmy, we love you. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Stay out of trouble, okay?
Be well. Stay well, okay?
All right, Jim Brandstatter talking Michigan football. Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator that the Wolverine.com broke that story. He is leaving Michigan to go back to the NFL with Jim's brother John with the Ravens. And he will take over as their defensive coordinator. So, more transition. I think it's the last thing Michigan needs. I will say, with the Wolverine.com breaking the story of McDonald leaving, it's really important for Harbaugh to either sign the extension, say he's just going to live by his deal, whatever it is. They can't have this, is he staying or going on any longer. There needs to be some final decision making. There has to be.